Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Purdue Pharma, the company that makes OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy. The move comes as part of a negotiated settlement designed to compensate communities struggling with opioid addiction. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Purdue Pharma played a unique role pushing prescription opioid medications into the mainstream, marketing OxyContin aggressively while downplaying its risks. Its owners, members of the Sackler family, became rich, worth roughly $13 billion, according to Forbes magazine. Under a structured bankruptcy plan approved by the company's board Sunday, the Sacklers are expected to give up ownership of the firm, along with $3 billion of their private wealth. In theory, much of that money will go to help people struggling with addiction, though a plan for how the money will be distributed isn't yet in place. More than a dozen state attorneys general say they'll sue the Sackler family directly in an effort to make them forfeit more of the private fortune they built selling OxyContin. Brian Mann, NPR News.
General Motors factories across the nation are shut down today. More than 49,000 United Auto Workers began a strike last night. Michigan Radio's Tracy Sambleton reports on what led union workers to walk off the job.
Union leaders say contract talks failed to resolve multiple issues, including wage increases, health care benefits, reopening closed plants, and permanent jobs for temporary workers. Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Auto Trader. She thinks GM will weather the strike fairly easily.
If it's not a long strike, and I wouldn't expect that it would be, it shouldn't be damaging because General Motors can always make up that production that it's lost.
GM says it's disappointed by the decision to strike and says it offered workers a fair contract. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Sammelton.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing for action against the sale of flavored e-cigarettes amid growing health concerns linked to vaping.
Vaping is dangerous. It's addicting millions of young people to nicotine at a very early age. Some would argue earlier than cigarettes.
Cuomo says he expects state health authorities to issue emergency regulations this week. Michigan passed a similar ban earlier this month, and President Trump proposed a federal ban last week. Leading e-cigarette maker Juul says it is reviewing Cuomo's announcement, but agreed with the need for action. The company stopped selling flavored products in retail stores last year. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told reporters today that he's feeling cautious ahead of Brexit talks with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. The two are meeting in Luxembourg today. Johnson has said that he can strike a revised Brexit deal with the European Union in time for talks for the UK's departure at the end of October. However, the EU says it is still waiting for firm proposals from the UK. And from Washington, this is NPR News. Rick Ocasek, the lead singer of The Cars, has died. New York police say he was found unconscious yesterday afternoon at his townhouse in Manhattan, the cause not yet known. Reports on his age differ, either 70 or 75. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
The Cars produced radio-friendly hits that were immediately identifiable. With his jet-black hair and tinted glasses, Rick Ocasek's voice gave the Cars a bit of mystery and a sense of humor. Rick Ocasek was born in Baltimore. He and his bandmates first found success in Boston in the late 1970s. They were regulars on both radio and MTV. Ocasek was a mentor to other artists, including the rock band Weezer. The Cars, with Ocasek, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
To India now, where hundreds of rescuers are participating in the search for some 35 Indian tourists who remain missing after their boat capsized yesterday in a river in southern India. At least 12 people were killed in the accident, but more than two dozen were rescued. It's not clear what caused the boat to capsize, but authorities say tour boats have been barred from operating because of recent flooding. Global stock markets down on Monday trading after oil prices surged following the attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. The benchmarks in London and Frankfurt opened lower. In Asia, Shanghai's Hang Seng was unchanged. Japanese markets were closed for a holiday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.